News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. Good morning. 7:05 on June the 28th. Can it be already? June the 28th. Almost in July. This week, this time next week, 4th of July. No. This time next week, 5th of July. My goodness, Savannah, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And how did this happen? How did you let June get away from you?
I have no idea where this month went.
You know, frankly, I thought it was just Bad Bob. You know, frankly, I just thought it was Bad Bob. He was just kind of like got complacent and got, you know, just lose things. And he would lose months, sometimes 2 months at a time. But now I'm starting to wonder, maybe it's just the studio.
Something
in the studio.
I can't believe it's almost July.
Well, how hot is it?
Well, currently it is 74 degrees, but it looks like it's going to get up to about 102 today. So it's going to be sunny and hot. Tonight's going to be around 73, and it looks like tomorrow it's going to be 102.
And then next week looks like it's going to be really hot.
Really hot. It's going to be about 107, 108.
Next week. Let's get everybody turned on here. I'm joined, of course, by John Dixon, who hasn't been here for 6 or 7 years, and has come back. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, it's cooler up there on your way up to Shingletown, and they have great food, great ambiance, award-winning wines, sporting clays, horseback riding, you name it, they have it, event center. Many events are planned up there, including so many weddings. Anyway, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. And the other part where we start our day off, Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, it looks like we have a bit of a sell-off this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 133 points at 14,890, while the Nasdaq's down 17 at 3,383, and the S&P 500's down 11 at 1,601. Oil's up 12 cents at $97.17 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.57%. Gold's down $18.90 at $1,193, while silver's up 4 pennies at $18.60 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is down 2 dimes at $24.43, Bank of America is down 14 cents at $12.88, and Microsoft is down a nickel at $34.57. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here in KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 for the advice that they have, because Wall Street is tough. Even when it's going good, it's tough. So the people at Wells Fargo can help you out there. 243-7561. You know, gosh. 7:08 or 7:09 this morning. And you know what? I'm going to read. Now I'm going to save this. I got a letter from a political prisoner. Got it yesterday. And the first line is, I am Shasta County's number one political prisoner. So we're going to read a little bit about that and talk about his conditions, his living conditions, and what's going on with the political prisoners of Shasta County. But first, we're going to take a break. John, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Carlin. It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be here in the studios of KCNR downtown, beautiful studios. It's just fantastic.
It is. And you've been on the road a lot.
Yes, I have. I've been traveling around, visiting with friends and family. I went down recently and spent 2 weeks with my daughter, the longest I have had an opportunity to spend with her since she got married, and that's been over 20 years. Her oldest son and husband went to Europe for 2 weeks vacation and left her and my youngest grandson at home by their choice. And we had the tough time of spending all that time by the lake. Had a great time.
It must be tough. Okay. Hey, look, it's also Friday. It's also Haven Humane. So we're going to be, as soon as we take a break, we're going to come back in. We're going to bring, Spencer in with our pet of the week. We're batting like, I think like almost 100% on getting dogs and cats and, gerbils and rabbits
and
all adopted.
This dog is exceptional.
Well, you know what? Everyone he brings in, but I can't wait to see this one. Okay. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, John Dixon. We're right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, independent community talk radio for the North State.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. John Dixon is my co-host today. Good morning there, John.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great cold drinks. And I was just in there. Linda and I were just in there yesterday, and I picked up some just really fabulous cigars. They have such a great, great selection there. Veterans always get discounts there. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Well, if it's Friday, it must be Spencer, and it must be Haven Humane, and again, you have a dynamite champion dog.
Absolutely. I think I brought the best one with me so far. Today, I brought Storm with me. She is a two-year-old Samoyed mix. I believe that's how it's pronounced. There's a little controversy over that. Yeah. Great dog. You know, she's been at our shelter now for about a month, and surprisingly, she just keeps getting overlooked. She's solid white, about 40, maybe 50 pounds at the most. She was rated to be good with the home with kids 8 and older, which is about average for a dog this size. She knows all of her basic commands already. She walks okay on a leash. She knows sit, down, and is you guys have already noticed this morning. She's just eager to meet and lick everybody.
No, she's friendly. She comes up, wants to lick your hand. She looks you in the face.
But she's gentle about it.
And she is.
She's not overwhelming or wiggly or anything. This is a good dog that you wouldn't mind having in your home. She's not going to knock over your furniture.
She looks like
she's really nice.
She hasn't barked, but she is very, very alert. And I'm sure that she would, if you brought her in your house, that she would be a good bark dog.
Absolutely. I'm sure that once she got used to her environment and realized that that was her territory, she would definitely want to alert you if someone was invading it.
Well, she is, where did you get?
She was an owner surrender. Her owners had to give her up because, unfortunately, she does not like poultry. She does not like any form of birds. So if
you have chickens around the house, may not
chickens,
be the best
turkeys,
choice.
Anything like that,
keep,
she
keep pigeons
will try
in the bedroom.
To eat them.
Probably don't want to keep pigeons in the bedroom.
However, she does do good with other dogs. We don't know how she does with cats due to we don't place them with live cats. We use a few tools to try to kick in their prey instinct. And she responded right in the mid-range on both of them, so we really don't know. She could go for them, or she could be okay with them.
What's the use of having all those feral cats if you can't do some tests?
Okay, that's not very humane.
No, okay, that's right. Well, that's just my thought.
I just asked her. She said she likes goldfish. Yes, so yes. There's no problem.
Well, you know what? Okay, so what we have is a beautiful dog who is an affectionate, bright dog that could fit into a family with kids because she's got a lot of energy and they could have lots of energy. She can take her for walks. She sits. She lies down. Like I said, she licked the stool right then because she's happy to be here. And you can take her home by
coming down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. You guys will have a picture of her up on your website this morning.
You need to send that to me because I think I've got one from a week or so ago. And I think, how are we doing with all of our dogs?
They've all been doing fairly well. Diesel's still left. The dog I believe that I brought last
week.
He is still there. But we're holding out for him. He'll
Diesel's
find
a
good
great
home.
Dog. Diesel's a great dog. Anyway, but this little dog right here is
Storm
something good.
Sweet.
Yep,
she's
you are.
A nice girl.
Okay, one more time. The phone
is 241-1653.
Again, Haven Humane and great, great dogs. And this one is just another one.
Smart.
She's smart. Her face looks smart. And she, like I said, she's sitting here with a lot of stuff going on. She's not barking or pulling or anything.
No, but she is paying attention to everything that's going on.
Oh, no. She is. Yeah.
You watch her ear, she is hearing every noise and every person that moves. So she's definitely watching out, but being real friendly and just happy to meet everyone.
Okay. All right. Well, Spencer, thank you so much for what you do for
Thanks
our community.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay. 7:17 in the morning. Okay, I got this letter.
Let's hear this letter.
But I feel that I haven't read all of it, but I think that it's okay to read it because he sent it to a radio station. So I think that would probably have something to do is, I am Shasta County's number one political prisoner. I will not be the last. Everyone who espouses less government, it's a little difficult to read here, and returning to the Constitution will be eventually be here if they voice their dissent. I live in a cement box 6x12. We have no air conditioning except for broken windows. We get to go outside one time a week. No TV, no radio. Initially, only one set of clothes. We have to supply their health and beauty items there from the commissary. 55% of my account goes to the state to pay the victim who claims she had a job and lost wages. She had a job but lost wages, except she never had a job. Okay, we'll go past that. I broke no criminal laws. The California Code of Civil Procedure 2000 says plaintiff and defendant can have contact above about legal matters legitimate to the communication, blah, blah. And we now have gone so far downhill in Shasta County that few want to do business here. The government else is now the ruling party. I am being used as an example to scare off people from redressing the government with grievances. And false prosecution and blah in that. This was sent to me From, yeah, but it was from, say it. I don't know, but what's that town?
Dual Vocational Institute, Tracy, California.
Tracy, California, the Devil Vocational Institute in Tracy, California. So,
this now is, the first person who recognizes whose format that is and who wrote that letter
are going to get two tickets to the baseball game Saturday, tomorrow. Go. Not this Saturday, but the one in next Saturday.
Call in now if you know the answer.
If you know who that is, who just wrote me that letter, you will get two tickets to the baseball game for next Saturday with the Colt 45s. And you know what? I'll throw in a hot dog and a drink. if you can figure out who that was that just wrote to me. All right. And first person to call, 605-4567. But now we are going to take a quick break. Carl Bott and John Dixon.
That would be amazing.
We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People and Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist, Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. We are your experienced firearm safety and personal protection instruction company. Whether it's basic or advanced CCW, basic firearm safety training, or in-home private consultation, NorCal Firearms Instruction is your answer to NRA-certified, nationally credentialed training with measurable results. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us online at norcalfi.com for a complete schedule of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Today, John Dixon is my co-host, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. That's right, Estate Granite. You've got it. If you want a, you want something done for your home, you want that look of quality, do you want that change in your kitchen, do you want, outdoor, the patio taken care of. Anything with granite, Estate Granite can do, and Mike Huber. Give him a call at 530-241-7866, 241-7866. Kitchens, bathrooms, outside grills, he's an artist when it comes to granite. Again, Estate Granite, 241-7866. All right, we have a winner in our contest. Kay picked it off right away, as did Joe in our chat room, except Joe used his name. Treyon something.
Telfor.
Who we've always known as Russell Hunt. Yes, that was from Russell Hunt. He's in Tracy on his way to, Susanville, maybe.
Probably Susanville.
They wouldn't send him to San Quentin.
Why not?
Well, because, I mean, maybe San Quentin, he could be leading. Anyways, but he wrote me a letter, so I thought I'd share that with everybody. You won baseball tickets, and you're going to be able to pick them up next week for the game next week here in town. They're on the road this weekend, the Colt 45s. Okay, John, you're here, and you got a whole list of things you want to talk about, as do I. So we'll start with you first.
All right. Well, my first one was Russell Hunt, and you beat me to it because you had a letter from him. I didn't have a letter
from
him.
Not everybody has a letter from Russell Hunt.
But I experienced a few days towards the end of his trial, and it was very apparent that he was going to be convicted all the way through. I mean, his defense was poor, and the old saw that if you have yourself for an attorney, you have a fool for a client.
Yeah.
Definitely applied in this case. But more importantly, I would like to say that what Russell Hunt was guilty of, more than anything else, was just being foolish and a romantic. He really did have romantic feelings for this lady that he could not stop pursuing. And it was pathetic and it was sad. And he's going to do some major time in prison as a result of just being a stupid romantic.
Well, I see what you're saying, because everybody has a little romance in this.
Absolutely.
But when the woman says, stay away from me, and she puts a restraining order on you and you break the restraining order, you've gone beyond the realm of a romantic adventure.
Absolutely.
This is not Cyril and the Diversion Act. This is a broken law then. At that point.
Stop.
But then.
He just didn't get the parameters. That's all there was to it. And hope springs eternal with a man who is hungry.
The point is what's going to happen after the 4 years? First of all, he won't spend 4 years in there. They don't have room. They don't have room for a nonviolent, stalker.
He'll be out in a year.
Yeah, probably. So what happens then? When Trajan comes back.
Trajan can come back. The problem is, the majority of the way that Russell made his living was being a teacher. He's no longer a teacher, and he never will be certified as a teacher again. You don't have these type of law violations, criminality about you, and go back into the schools and teach, although nothing would surprise me anymore. There was a coach given the opportunity to coach again, even though it was at a really low-level high school program. He used to be a professional coach. His name is Joe O'Reilly, and he was convicted and did time for distributing methamphetamine at the school that he was going to Virginia Tech or some.
It sounds like a bad movie.
And now he's a coach teaching kids how to play football again. I don't know how you feel about that. I find it kind of
upsetting. I have a problem. Okay, well, that leads us to something we're going to talk about on the other side of the hour, because we've only got like a couple minutes, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and what they've started doing. When you bang the microphone with your nose, these
things
happen.
Does that wake people up?
Well, it does me. And it also gets Savannah, her eyes shake.
I noticed like that. They started rolling.
I want to talk about that when we get back, because here we have the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, appointed by Obama, is now suing businesses over the fact that they're doing background checks on employees, a criminal background check on their employees, and they're being sued to stop this.
Yes.
Which leads to all kinds of questions. And then, of course, the Defense of Marriage Act and the Proposition 8 Act. The Proposition 8 Act I have problems with, because what the Supreme Court simply did was negated a lot of people's rights by saying you don't have the right to bring this to trial. Only the state does, which then effectively just wipes out all the votes from Proposition 8. And I don't care if it's Proposition 8 or if it was something else. It makes no difference. If an initiative passes and somebody challenges it and it gets up to the Supreme Court and they say, I'm sorry, but you can't challenge this. The state's the only one that can challenge this. And if you've got 80% of the people that are for something and the state says, well, you know what, I'm not even going to challenge it. I think that's what they said. You don't have the right to challenge this. So
I think that's exactly what they said.
And a court ruling.
The evolution of all of those decisions, including the now decision on unisex bathrooms, too much.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that too. Plus a woman who destroys things and obviously needs mental help, but says she doesn't need it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, John Dixon. This is KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
from the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower today despite a strong report on consumer sentiment. According to the University of Michigan, sentiment improved in late June as optimism among higher income families rose to its strongest level in 6 years. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 130. Meanwhile, Ford is recalling more than 13,000 vehicles to address concerns with the child safety locks. The recall affects 2013 models of the Explorer, Taurus, and MKS cars and SUVs. The vehicles were sold mainly in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The automaker says no injuries have been reported from the problem. And a piece of movie history is going up on the auction block. The White Lotus Esprit Series 1 from the 1977 James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me, can be yours. In 1977, the car was said to have cost $100,000 to create, which translates to about $500,000 today. RM Auctions will put the car up for sale on September 8th in London. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to KCNR 1460 this Saturday as the 45s hit the road over the mountains to Humboldt County, where they'll be taking on their bitter rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, in a crucial Far West League matchup. Coverage begins Saturday night at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here. We know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. You know what? It is, 74 degrees. It's going to be up to 104. It's going to be hot this weekend, but next week, it's going to be hotter. So when that happens, Who do you call? How about Alliance Heating and Air? Martin and his people who are extremely busy, but they will always have time if you tell them, hey, I heard this on Free Fire Radio. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. You want to stay cool. You want to stay at least livable. You don't want to be like Russell Hunt in the devil prison where he says he has no air conditioning. He has a broken window. But Alliance Heating and Air. Installations, repairs, emergency calls, he can do it. He and his people can do it. Great people. They do great work. 221-2642. Check out homecomfort.org, the website. We would not say that if we had not used his services, and they are great. John Dixon joins me today. John, before we get into this Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, yes. We had a woman that's in jail now. I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, she went on a rampage. She broke all of these windows.
Storefront windows.
Storefront windows. I mean, just destroyed them. Just broke every one of them. They arrest her. I think she goes to jail. She comes out. She lived in a halfway house. Very close to where I live. We used to see her walking up and down the street. She seemed okay. And then 2 days ago or 3 days ago, she went on a rampage again. And she's in jail again.
And she's apologizing again.
And she's apologizing again. But there's something that's kind of scary about this whole thing. To me. She says, I'm sorry that I took it out on society is something I cannot control, she said in her light, youthful voice. And that's, you know, and Diane Clayton, who's president of the Shasta County chapter on National Alliance on Mental Illness, says that the second arrest for the same type of vandals is a sign that the mental health system is badly in need of repair. She's not a criminal. It's sad. It should be nice to get her the help she needs. Well, here is the rub, my friends. The next paragraph says, from Reyes, who did the damage, says, while she acknowledges knowledge she suffers from paranoid schizophrenia, Reyes said her faith in God keeps her from seeking out psychiatric treatment. I don't need therapy because God gives me the truth about life in the Bible. I believe God is the way. So she's not seeking help. So, Ms. Clayton, you know, you can talk about the healthcare system, but it does no good. You cannot force this woman, the way I understand it, to take, you know, to take any type of help.
It would be a violation of her civil rights,
that's
especially
right.
Since she just claimed religious privilege as her treatment, her desired method of treatment.
Well, back when they ruled that you cannot keep people in against their will in a mental institution is when they turned them all the people on the streets. Many of our homeless are people that are suffering from mental problems. Here's a woman who's suffering from mental problems. She destroys things. She knows she's a paranoid schizophrenic, and yet she refuses to get help. Now, can anything be done?
Well, the treatment at this point that is prescribed by the state is pharmaceutical in nature, and that is also voluntary, as it has to be. They're not going to force pills down her throat to get her to behave.
Well, and you know what? And good on them.
What protection does society have?
Because what protection is for the rest of us then. Yeah. If they can do that, they can do it to all of us. But to say that the problem is oh, it's because we need more money, and that's what the bottom line is. We need more money in our mental health system. It's got nothing to do with that. Is that she refuses to see somebody. So what is the protection to society? If she refuses to seek help, and then she destroys things, and it's not, and you can say, well, you know, she breaks these windows, but it's cost. Everybody's got a deductible. So it's going to cost you to do the windows.
But ultimately, it's going to wind up costing us as a society
yeah.
no matter what, because the cost of insurance is going up. Everything is going to go up. But the reality is we can't force her into the system. And
the only thing that leaves then is you incarcerate her for breaking the law. Yet this is a non-violent crime, non-sexual, and what's the other, non-threatening.
Yes.
So.
It's not a terrorist act.
It's not a terrorist act. Yeah. There's a sick person, refuses to seek help. So how do you protect society?
You know, I don't have an answer for it.
I do. You lock her up. Sorry. You may not like that, but guess
what?
Carl,
there's no room at the end, buddy.
Well, you've got to lock her up.
There's no room at
the end. Transfer her someplace. Find, you know, get a doctor to say she's a danger to herself or others. But the bottom line, you know, you may not like this, my friends, but it's this. She's out on the streets. Because they will, you know, because you're right, because there is no room at the end, because they've got felons in there that are trying to hurt people. or other things. So she comes back up in the streets. She won't seek aid. What is the alternative?
You know, when we have federal court judges that are ordering the additional release of 10,000 more felons from our California Department of Corrections facility because it's overloaded, how do we put a minor criminal breaking windows in incarceration? Where do we put
Well, no, we don't.
We don't have a place for
it. We're not talking about mainline prisons.
We don't have any place for it.
Is there? Yeah, but there's got to be – but society at some point – what happens when the next rock she throws? And I'm not saying it is, but I'm just using this as
a what
if.
Go ahead and say it because it's probably going to happen.
What happens when the next rock she throws hits somebody in the head? Because the voices told her this person is persecuting.
An evil person.
That's right. Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome back two of our most compelling guests ever for an unprecedented third Sunday in a row. Jimmy and Joanne Moriarty are American business people who were in Libya when the Arab Spring broke out in 2011. They'll share additional details of their experiences, details you won't hear in the mainstream media, on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, 74 degrees out there, 7:44 in the morning. It's going to get up to 104 today. Don't leave the dogs, cats, or children or grandma in the car. 80 degrees gets up to about 130 in about 35 minutes. So if it's 100 degrees, it's going to be hitting that 140 and they die, and they die a bad death. And this portion of the show is brought to you by wanting to keep cool, Mount Shasta Springwater. They get their water from their own private protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. We use it. It's great water. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or check out MountShastaSpringwater.com. John Dixon is my co-host today. And we talk about this woman, you know, okay, let's put that one aside.
Yes, let's finish that up.
Well, that one's finished. There's nothing that can be done until the next time she goes out. And God forbid if she hits somebody. Then now it's something else. And anyway, Equal Opportunity Commission. Equal Employment Opportunity
EEOC.
Commission.
EEOC.
nominated, of course, by President Obama, has sued two companies because they were using background checks, criminal background checks, to not hire people. And there's, and what the, and last year the EEOC set out guidelines and they recommended you just can't just use, you know, use background checks. You've got to, you know, like you can use it, but not really. And you've got to talk to the people. Well, the companies use background, criminal background checks for reasons.
Can you imagine why a bank would want to know if one of its potential bank tellers robbed a bank before?
Yeah. And say, well, if it was over, you know, but if it's over 10 imagine years that. Ago, well, okay. I mean, but that's something that, but you could use that. What about how, you know, we use background checks for police officers and, guards and, how about Secret Service? These are all background checks we use for all that.
How about doctors?
Doctors.
Lawyers. They do have a background check, believe me. The bar examination what are they is very specific.
Okay, all right. And then, but background checks and everybody, but to sue a company that says, well, you use this and you fired 75 people or you don't hire people, they're saying it is racially biased because the, on the background checks, you know, more, black Americans
have been to prison.
Kept from jobs than white Americans. And the percentage is obviously skewed in the sense that white Americans would have a better chance of getting through a background check. You know, it's probably true.
It is true. The percentage of minorities that go to prison for crimes is higher than those of the Caucasian race. There's no way to get around that. The numbers speak to it all the way. However, if you don't mind, the reason for that is definitely.
Oh, there's a number of reasons for that.
This
is one of the statistics that shows, oh yes, this is, well, they must be bad. No. You gotta look at the whole picture here.
Suing potential employees for doing background checks and making decisions on employing people based on that is just ludicrous as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you've got to have some way because I cannot ask, Savannah, hop in here. I can't ask Savannah certain questions. Mm-hmm. I can't ask if she's married. I can't ask if she has kids. I can't ask her sexual persuasion. I can't ask, what else can I ask? There's hundreds of things I can't ask.
Now you can't ask about her background either.
Wasn't it you can't ask about an age as well?
Age, that's right. The only thing I can ask, I think, is part of it is, can you perform the duties of this job? Because why would I hire some...
Incompetent.
If you hire somebody that's not physically capable, but you can, so you get past that process and then say Savannah's working for me and I find out that Savannah's got like warrants out for her because I didn't do a criminal background check. I can because she signed the documents here to be a part of us is that I can have drug testing done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, and the ramifications of that, but at Shasta College, we had the president of Shasta College in here. He says he can't ask where the students have been. And the reason that came up because we're opening this program where the jail's opening up some of their inmates to go over there to college. He says, I know more about those inmates than I do any of our other students. I could have a guy that's been in jail for the last 7 years for murder on my campus and I would never know it and I couldn't even ask.
I went to Montana State, like, they couldn't do the same thing there. And for young women, it's scary walking around at nighttime on campus. And there's been numerous people that have been assaulted. And the only thing they had set up for us was those, I don't even know what they are, those machines that in case you're alone and you're scared, you can push a button and the cops will come.
Eventually.
Hopefully.
And I'd rather them check people that, you know, have a background. That'd make me feel a lot safer.
If you knew that somebody here had been arrested, you know, 4 or 5 times for sexual... You know, for sexual reasons or some kind of perversion. Yeah, I mean, it's a scary thing. So we've gotten into this thing. Well, you know, you have no, and you cannot use a background check, a criminal background check on people. I mean, imagine schools.
Can you do a Megan's check?
Oh, for just children?
Can you pedophiles? Take an employee and run a Megan's check on him and make a determination on his employment based on that? I don't know that you can. Probably not.
I don't know. But, you know, the bottom line on this is that this is another chilling thing that's coming out of the Obama administration under one of his bureaucracies. This where you start suing people because they use a criminal background check, businesses. Now, these are big businesses. What, imagine when they start coming down to the smaller businesses.
Local level.
The local levels, and they can do that. We gotta take a break here. But there's a lot of other things going on. John, you've got like another things. I'll let you pick next choice.
Okay.
All right, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, John Dixon.
Thanks, folks.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, beat that drum. It's Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, Linda is out beating that drum right now. But I got John Dixon here, and I like
good
having John
again.
Here. And of course, Savannah. 77 degrees out there. It's going to be 104 because it's going to be hot this whole weekend. Where's a good place to go? Let me think. Oh, how about Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina? Houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, package deals to fit any budget. And they mean that. Package deals to fit any budget. Come on out. Have a great time. Cool off. Get your family out there for the weekend. Play. Have a good one. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or just go to lakeshasta.com. Hey, you know, John, I just heard we had the Bastiani commercial. I was just over there at John's shop, and he has got a full array of pistols. Not revolvers. He's got a few revolvers, but he has, Rock Automates. Island 45s. He's got Sig Sauers. He's got Kimbers. All types of firearms and ammunition.
That's what I was going to say. Does he have ammunition?
Yeah, it's back again. So go down to Bastiani Arms. Check it out this weekend because he has got you're looking for a pistol, that right pistol or that right rifle, he's the place to go to. Go down to Bastiani Arms. All right, let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl. Hi, John.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Kay.
excuse me. I was wondering, I mean, it really is important to do a background check. And if you talk to the people who've had their bookkeepers take them to the laundry, I'm sure that they would want to.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's... You know,
and most of those people, they knew.
There's been a couple instances that people have hired bookkeepers, and if they had done a criminal background check, but have found out that they had been arrested and prosecuted for embezzlement, you know, like 10 years before.
Yeah, there's about 10 or 12 of them.
Absolutely. Do you have a right, excuse me, Kay, this is John, do you have the right to know prior history on your employees? Do you have the right to know what to expect their behavior in the future to be based on what they've done in the past? I think the answer is resoundingly yes, but evidently the Obama corporation doesn't agree with that.
Well, I wonder if it's interesting that these suits are coming out right now with the immigration thing, and I'm wondering if they're trying to do this so they won't have you verify.
I think that's a great observation.
No, that's good. Okay. Well, obviously, Kay, you're thinking well beyond what we think, because we think probably to the edge of the studio, and you're thinking down the line. Kay, thank you.
Well, I've been down there.
Well, Kay, thanks a whole lot for the phone call, and come in next week and get your tickets for the Colt 45.
Yeah.
And I will give you either the $5 or a ticket so you can get that free hot dog and drink too.
Sounds great.
All right. Okay.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, okay. The other things that are happening.
Can I give a quick heads up
sure.
to our listeners out here?
Sure.
Listen, the thing I want to say to all of you, there's an opportunity in investment right now for silver. And it's down at 1834, something like that. And it's fluctuating a few points, but it's down from $36 over 6 months ago. And I'm telling you, this is a time to buy and hold on to it for 6 months, and it'll be back up to that $35 rate. I'm not guaranteeing that, but I'm saying you have an excellent opportunity here to
it
buy
is really
an investment.
Yep. And Patriot Gold and Silver?
Yes, Patriot Gold
Patriot
and Silver.
Patriot Gold and Silver. Look them up. Jake Ryan will give you the best prices and sell to you for the best prices.
He sells
prices.
About
that
a, don't,
that was just kind of just
yeah,
that
a flu, a
okay.
flu, throw in.
Just
but he sells at a dollar and a half above spot and are a little roughly there about, and it's an excellent investment. I'm telling you, you can make some money. Go, folks. I'm through.
Zimmerman trial. Well, before we get to the Zimmerman trial, let's talk about something right here in town. They are courting airlines so that we can, might be able to have flights going to Las Vegas and L.A.
And Salt Lake City.
More flights coming in. That's right. Rod Dinger and Mark LaSalle. Rod works so hard. He works so hard to try and get us that United into
Denver.
Denver. Didn't work out. The numbers didn't crunch right. And right now we've got two flights. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, I believe.
Yes.
And then what we need to have is more. And getting into Las Vegas seems like it would be a great deal because Las Vegas is a hub out of there. But yeah, I would, you know, it would be great. And I, good luck for this because frankly, it's easier to drive to Sacramento and much
and
cheaper.
Take a flight. Absolutely.
And take a flight right there because you know, some of the times even the flights don't come in.
The pricing makes it.
And the pricing, yeah.
Enormously better
right.
to go down there and do this.
It
and,
is.
And it's too sad. Rod does an excellent job. He's doing everything
good
he
guy.
Can to promote that
That's
airport.
Right. Okay, in this last 2 minutes before we take the break, because we have come back, we're going to be talking security, Second Amendment, gun rights, the whole thing when we get back with Ted Leidy. Tomorrow night, my friends, we the people in Sovereign Minds are having that first ever banquet and night of conservative talk. And it's going, it's going to be held at Wind River. The doors open at 4:30. The dinner's at 6:30. That's right. The cost of a dinner, a couple's ticket is $50. An individual ticket is $30. That includes a dinner and you get a hat. So, there's going to be a dinner, auction, raffle, and they've got over 30, 40 guns and knives to be raffled and then, you know, and auctioned too. It's going to be absolutely great. Now, how do you do this? You give, Jones Fort a call at 222-3223 and tell me you just want to come and save a spot. And you need to call because it's going to be tomorrow And they've got over 200 people going.
They need to RSVP.
Yeah, you need to get, you know, to call and see if you can get in there. And the other one is North State Consultants 221-0101. This is going to be a great time. Congressman Doug Emhoff is going to be there. Senator Jim Nielsen's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be there. Have a great time. Guns, glory, guts.
And
all
lots
Saturday
of rubber
night.
Chicken.
Yeah, nope, this is, I don't know, these guys are the, these are the sons of Italy. Then.
Frank Rose is going to be down there cooking.
Always. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Ted Leidy, security.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Encouraging words on Nelson Mandela's condition. His ex-wife Winnie says while she's not a doctor,
I can say that from what he was a few days ago, there is great improvement.
However, the iconic former president remains critical in a South African hospital. President Obama, who's traveling to South Africa, hasn't ruled out a hospital visit, but says he doesn't want to make things more difficult for the family. A neighbor who saw a part of the fatal confrontation between George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin is on the stand in Zimmerman's murder trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following this live.
Lisa, Jonathan Good might be the neighbor who saw the most of the altercation between neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman and unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. He saw the two fighting with who is believed to be the teenager on top.
It looked more of just a tussle, and that's when I thought it got serious when it moved up to the sidewalk and he was more in a straddle position and arm movements were going downward. But I couldn't 100% say those were actually strikes or if they were just arm movement going downward.
Now, that fight ended with Zimmerman shooting Martin dead. Zimmerman claims it was self-defense, Lisa.
Eben, an IRS official, might be called back to the hot seat on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
When she said this,
I have not broken any laws.
Did IRS tax-exempt division chief Lois Lerner waive her right to not testify? The House Oversight Committee considering that question.
It's not in the Constitution that there is a fourth branch that can tell us to go to hell.
Florida Republican John Mica argues Lerner said too much before refusing to say anything else. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly counters.
If we pass this resolution, we are trampling on the rights of an American citizen.
Lerner's attorney did inform the committee before last month's hearing his client would not testify. Lisa.
Jared, wildfire season bad enough without extreme heat. The western U.S. facing possible temps around 120 degrees this weekend. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
1 year to the day since the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on health care reform, the debate lives on.
The 5-4 decision found Obamacare to be constitutional, a big win for the president. But it's also brought some headaches as the administration races to implement the law on time. California House Democrat George Miller is confident.
Right now, I'd say that it's going reasonably well, given the mission that we have to accomplish.
But a recent government report questioned whether Obamacare will open on time. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says many Americans may be left in the lurch.
It's like sending out tickets for a bus when no bus is coming down the road. It's going to be very challenging for those people to get care.
Barrasso says he believes many Americans will find that getting coverage under Obamacare is not the same thing as getting care. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
An American businessman held hostage by employees in Beijing for days is glad to be back home in Florida.
I was put in a situation where I was being shaken down, where I had forced to pay severances to people who have jobs.
Chip Starn says it was all a misunderstanding driven by fear after layoffs in a different division. But the co-owner of Specialty Medical Supplies says he does have to return to China in the coming days to tie up loose ends. Downtown Chicago, packed with hockey fans, ready to celebrate the Stanley Cup champs. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is along the parade route.
This is where you want to be, in the middle of a sea of Blackhawks fans blowing horns, singing the Hawks' goal song, dressed in red, white, and black jerseys. This parade winds through downtown Chicago and comes to an end in the city's huge Grant Park with a Blackhawks rally. A big police presence, and they're searching backpacks at the rally site. Large TV screens set up outside of that rally field for those who can't get in. Some 2 million people were here 4 years ago when the Hawks won the Cup, and this year's crowd is expected to be close to or even exceed that.
On Wall Street for now, the Dow is pared much of its early losses. Right now down 15 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bye. Linda is taking care of business out in town, but I have John Dixon here.
You do.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Long time no see, but he's back and you haven't changed a bit.
I'm just the same.
Just a curmudgeonly, okay.
That's no. Right.
curmudgeonly.
Old. No, you're
not.
Reprobate.
No, you're not. A bit.
Yeah, I am.
Of course, we're here with Savannah. And Savannah, what's the local weather? What's it going to be?
Well, right now it is 80 degrees and it's going to get up to 102 today. And it looks like this weekend is going to be nice and hot at about 107, 108.
107, 108. And it's going to be hot next week too. And here's the other part. Did they say anything about the humidity in there? Because it's humid
today.
All of a sudden, for some reason, the humidity has kicked in.
It has been pretty sticky this week.
Okay. My goodness. So, got to take care of yourself. Don't lock children or animals in cars at all. It'll be a huge disaster if you just leave them for just a short time. But let's have some good news here. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Josh, tell us some good news.
Well, good morning. We do have some good news. Markets have moved into positive territory. Currently, the Dow's up 2 points at 15,024, while the NASDAQ is up 10 at 3,412, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,614. Oil's down 10 cents at $96.95 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.54%. Gold's down $18.40 at $1,193, while silver's up 51 cents at $19.07 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Qualcomm's up 13 cents at $61.21, Ford's down 7 pennies at $15.59, and Las Vegas Sands is down 3 nickels at $52.73. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Stop by Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, Wall Street is volatile, so you want people that follow it all the time that can tell you that what's happening there, what's happening with the stocks, what's happening with futures, and just what you can do with your money, the best spot. And the people from Wells Fargo can help you. Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. We've been joined today, of course, by Ted Leidy, who is over there. Ted.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, John.
And,
Ted, good morning.
You know, Ted's been on here before, and we're talking just weapons training and that. But we're also now we're going to be talking today on security, because for a variety of reasons. One of the main reasons, of course, being is that it looks like they're going to turn loose 10,000 more prisoners, plus bring in some others from other states, plus they've got to move people because of Valley Fever or something like that. All in all, it's going to put more bad guys on the streets when we're already taxed to keep the bad guys we have in jail. And we still have not turned that corner, no matter what they say about that balanced budget, which is, you know, really, when it's time, it looks like a good budget. Just on the surface, without really getting deep into it. But it looks like there's not any crazy spending. They've got a surplus. They didn't like they always have in the past say, oh, we're going to get in all these billions of dollars in taxes. It actually looks like this might be a balanced budget that makes sense. And if that's the case, I applaud Governor Brown and whoever did this. Mostly, I have not said a good word about Democrats in over a year. But in case this is true, that what that's happening here is education, they're actually helping it, then good on you. However, we're still up to our butt and bad guys, we're getting more.
And this brings into play very much what we're here to talk to Ted about. There is, in fact, another 10,000 releases coming about that were ordered by the federal court. And regardless of the budget being as well-founded as it was, and I think it was, I think surprisingly Brown acted in a very conservative way in how he came about this. It's kind of shocking. But how he's going to deal with the additional 10,000 releases into the community that are ordered by the first of next year is going to put a major impact on Ted's business. I think that needs to be addressed. I think people need to look at their own home security.
Well, it's not just home security, but I think it's security everywhere.
Absolutely.
But Ted Leidy's here, but we're going to take a break first before we get into that. I think if we can, okay, we're going to talk a little bit more because Savannah's on the phone with somebody right now. But, Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, John.
Ted, nice to see you.
Now, you've started a new company called the Western Asset Security and Protection.
Yes, sir, we did. And based on the need in the community at this time, me and one of my veterans friends, actually one of my students, I teach firearms instruction every month and at NorCal Firearms Instruction, and one of my students came up to me in January and said, what are you doing? And I said, I am thinking about trying to start a community-based business to help homeowners harden their homes against crime,
okay.
Property crimes mostly.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we do, we'll come right back to Ted Leidy and the Western Asset Security and Protection Company. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I notice you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to readingutilities.com. That's readingutilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 80 degrees out there. It's going to get up to 104 today. 108 this weekend. Make sure that you, stay cool. Stay inside. Tomorrow night, join us down at Wind River for dinner and just a great time, for a banquet, guns, gun raffles, auctions, the whole thing right down there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and the surrounding areas for so many years. It's your neighbors giving you great deals on cars, trucks, SUVs of any type, any selection. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell to you, their neighbors, and their service department is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. All of North State enjoys what happens at Redding Crown Motors and the deals they get. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. My guest is Ted Leidy, and of course John Dixon is my co-host today, but Ted Leidy is my guest. And I pursued Ted, and so we need to get him in here because especially after the 10,000 new ones that could be released, the problems we've had, and whether, we spiked, the chief police said it's like 65% increase in crime. Now it's only like a 27% increase in crime since last year. Guess what? That's still a 27% increase. Even though people are starting to learn how to lock their cars, lock their houses, but it's, now with 10,000 others that may be released or probably will be released, that's going to end up on our streets. Now is the time to take a real good look at how do you secure your home. So, Ted, good morning.
Good morning. And a couple of things I want to talk to you about real quick before I go on is I will be at the Sovereign Minds dinner. I'll be a little bit late. I've got a very important birthday party to go to, so I just wanted to let you know that.
Anybody would know?
Yeah, but it's a surprise, so I can't say it.
Okay.
He's probably listening, too. Secondly.
Oh. Well, that just blew it because he goes, oh, let me see. Oh, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Oh, good job, Ted.
Hey, well, I was an enlisted man in the Army, so, and I went to a small rural high school, West Valley. Go Eagles. So, secondly, I didn't know Linda wasn't going to be here today, so I came in and here I got this, old curmudgeoned, grizzled,
reprobate
infantry veteran with a Tropic Lightning hat on. I'm thinking to myself, man, I wanted to look at Linda this morning. I can always, get excited about that when I come in to go on Free Fire Radio.
Where's Linda? You got Savannah now.
I can't even defend myself on that one.
Yeah.
Savannah, but I'm getting over it.
Savannah is not chopped liver, okay?
Oh, no, she's not chopped liver. She's very good, but.
That's okay.
Linda is the creme de la creme, but I'm glad to see John. I haven't seen him since Christmas, I think.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate that.
Okay, enough of this kissing. If we finish, let's get on with work here. Okay?
I got something to say about this. If ever a need-based business was in place, this is it. Exactly what Ted has introduced is what needs to be done. Your home needs to be secured, and Ted, I'm not going to steal any more thunder. I just wanted to say I congratulate you for addressing this.
Absolutely. And I thought about it for a few years before we put it into action. What I really needed was another guy, my buddy Joe Wall, with a, number one, a contractor's license, and number two, with the like mind.
Yes,
The like mind. And so he came to one of my renewal courses back in January. And, he asked me what I was doing. I said, I have this thing I just can't get off my mind. I think that it's a great idea, and I think it's community-based, and I think we can touch a lot of people and reach a lot of people. We can do, neighborhood watch seminars and all that kind of stuff and just kind of get everybody thinking about it without it becoming dark. Because if you've ever been to one of my classes,
absolutely.
I don't like dark talk. Some instructors, after you leave their class, you'll want an escort to your car because someone's going to kill you. Yeah. because really, as long as we take a proactive approach to our security and our home security, then, we should be okay. Reading is still relatively safe. We have some things going on. As we talked about the 10,000, more prisoners being released. Also, we are right along the I-5 corridor. A lot of people just dump off here. We have good weather for 8 months a year. We have a thriving Prop 215 industry, which, believe it or not, I don't care what you say, that brings poverty. It does not bring wealth. I don't care what you're saying morally. How I feel about it, nobody cares about that. But what I am saying is it brings poverty. If you don't believe me, go to Eureka. They've had a Prop 215 culture for 50 years. And they are homeless, walking the street, looking like zombies every 24 hours a day. They got a problem in Eureka. So that's coming in Reading. And
a reduction in police.
All
the way around.
Yeah, the sheriff is putting up with cuts. So the bottom line is it's about taking a look at your home. And so we started Western Asset Security and Protection.
And environment.
Your home and environment.
And because this is important, too. The whole because and I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
But you're looking at this holistic approach.
Oh, yeah.
Of individual, home, car, environment. And this is what your company is offering here.
All of it. We start with zones. We start with your property line. You know, do you have avenues of approach that are giving you risk? You know, do you have an empty lot next door to you? How about your doors? Are your doors hardened? Do you have good locks on your doors? We teamed with a company out of North Carolina that sells hardware for your doors that we will install, very affordable. That make them kick in. That you can't kick them in.
All right, let's talk about that when we get back. Is some of the stuff because you brought some examples of this. Of course, people can't see it, but the point is that the criminals get into your house by kicking in your door.
85%.
If those are the doors that are locked, a lot of times they just open the door and walk in.
Exactly. Turn the handle.
And at that point, your dog shows them where all the valuables are at because they've given them up. They've given them this big bone or something like that. When we get back, let's talk about the devices that are there, that you can do to safeguard your home and that if it had been at Sandy Hook.
Oh, absolutely.
We would not have had that horrible, horrible slaughter of those children. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Autolube. Family-owned Autolube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Autolube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Autolube, where we treat you like one of the family. Autolube, with 4 locations to serve you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Serving Reading for nearly 30 years, Wrap and Pack provides expert packaging and shipping services. We ship UPS, US Mail, FedEx, and Freightline. Fast, friendly service, and no long lines. Rap and Pack is also a proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. So whether you're shipping a wood bat, a scoreboard, or anything in between, Rap and Pack is your one-stop shipping headquarters. On Hilltop Drive across from Subway, shipping's a snack at Rap and Pack.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda is getting things ready for this weekend and getting all the work done. Well, I came in here and play with my buddies. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, locally owned and family operated. 530-365-3793. Join some of those 4,000 happy customers at Shasta Gas Propane. My guest today is Ted Leidy, who has a security company, the Western Asset Security and Protection, WASP. And of course, John Dixon is joining me as my co-host. And thanks, John. I know you've been gone for a while, but I'm glad that when you came back, you decided you wanted
pleasure
to come on.
Pleasure to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure having you around. Ted Leidy, and when we left, we talked about how do people break into homes? And it's 85% you said was kicking in the door, but now, There are assets out there. There are devices out there and techniques that you can protect your home.
Yeah, we call it armoring your entryways. Basically, they are attachments to your door jamb, hinges, and strikers for your locks to ensure that it's going to take somebody a long time to kick in a door. Because the bottom line is, if somebody wants in your house, guess what?
They're going to get in.
They're going to take a chainsaw to your siding or whatever and get in your house. So if you have $1 million worth of gold that you told somebody about in your safe, you know, they're going to figure that out. But the bottom line is if they're just a smash and grab thief, they are going to start trying to get into that home and then they're going to realize, hey, there's something going on here. I can't kick open this door. I can't break this window in. What? And then they're going to realize, oh, maybe this is a hardened home and they're going to go somewhere else. So we became 3M window film dealers. And they are security enhancing and climate controlling window films. We come and we install those on all of your tempered glass. Now, tempered glass by code has to be installed next to doors or on doors. Reason for that is tempered glass doesn't shard. It shatters into thousands of little pieces like glass in a car. And so thieves know this and they walk up to the nearest window they can that's next to a door. They hit it with something and it shatters into, you know, thousands of little pieces. They reach in, they unlock your door, and here they go. They walk right through your alarm system. The alarm is going off. They know the response time, especially on our outlying areas, can be up to an hour. And they pick up what they can, and then they walk off with it, basically. And 9 days out of 10, there's a small investigation, but, you know, how are they going to solve that crime? Besides that, there's so many of them. So, what we do is we armor the door. We put up a 3M window film, security enhancing, next to the door on any window that is within reach of the door. And that 3M window film will hold that shattered glass together. Then we put in structural caulking to the frame that attaches the film to the frame. And it takes them a while to beat that in. I mean, it takes them it's going to slow them down. You know, the only thing that would really keep them out would be laminated glass. Of course, that's very, very expensive. Which we're more than happy to do also, but usually that's out of people's reach. You know, you're talking many, many thousands of dollars to put laminated glass in your downstairs, windows. But, the 3M window films, very, very good, security enhancement along with your armor treatments on your entryways. So those are exterior hardening concepts. Okay. The other zone that we look at is your grounds and landscaping. Many people don't have a garage to put their vehicle in. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in Shasta Lake City. I guess we had a rash of they're just walking up and smashing that tempered glass in our windows and taking what they wanted. People need to understand that if they can light those vehicles, if they put a light on those vehicles, a motion light, a security light, they become the least likely vehicles on the street to get smashed because people, they don't like the light. Criminals don't like light.
Crooks don't want to be seen and the other thing they don't want to do is they don't want to work hard. That's why they're doing what they do because they don't want to work hard. So anything you can do to slow them down, make them work a little bit at what they're doing is going to drive them somewhere else, not to your place.
Absolutely. And you know, security lighting is mostly psychological. You know, they walk up to a vehicle that they are thinking about burglarizing and a light comes on, they're done. They think about something else. They'll turn around and walk off.
When you hit the edge of my driveway, the lights start coming on.
Same right here in my place.
And you come around to the side of the house, lights start coming on. You come into the back of the house, lights start coming on. And if they pass the second barrier lights, the claymores go off. And it's, we've had a couple accidents, but, it pretty much keeps everybody off our street now.
Yeah.
That's very, very true, Carl.
You know, if you don't mind me jumping in here again, Ted, you know, when my kids were little, I tried to teach them that the ultimate responsibility for their security and safety was with them, that I wasn't with them 24/7, that the only person that was with them was themselves. However, in order to get yourself into a secure situation, bringing in an expert like Ted to do an evaluation, to look at the premises, to find out what will make you a more difficult victim.
You know, it's,
I think that's really an important point.
It's like counterterrorism. You want to make your target harder. You
Absolutely.
Want to push the terrorist off to a softer target.
And that's exactly right.
And, I mean, I hate to put it that way, but if, you know, if you do the effort to keep your house safe and your people safe, then they're going to go to somebody else's house. And,
yeah.
And I'm sorry that's happening, but this is just what I've done to protect me.
He is difficult a perpetrator, you know, to be in the perp. You just don't want to be victimized.
Absolutely. And that's the whole concept behind alarm signs, you know.
Absolutely.
Stick an alarm sign in your yard because your neighbor doesn't have one.
And they're going to go to the next one, yeah.
Yeah, I always tell people that if they don't have an alarm, just go get an alarm sign.
But we don't say that anymore, right?
No. Now we say get an alarm.
Now we say get an alarm. Okay, we've got a few seconds here. But when we come back, I want to talk to Ted about, you know, security cameras.
Absolutely.
You know, motion detectors, all these things. And then also, let's take it out to the final, is that getting ready by arming yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Self-protection. Which is part of the overall security plan you should have. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State.
You know where we learned how to do our surveillance?
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Obama heading to South Africa, part of his week-long trade trip to the continent. It's unclear if he'll visit the ailing Nelson Mandela.
Former South African leader is critically ill in the hospital. President Obama saying he doesn't want to get in the way, but will be looking to deliver a message of gratitude for Mandela's leadership. Mandela's supporters are gathering day and night outside the hospital. Mandela was admitted 3 weeks ago.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen. Boston police looking into a possible link between a drive-by shooting last summer that killed two and ex-football player Aaron Hernandez, already charged with killing a semi-pro player. Former neighbors of Hernandez hoping he gets a fair trial.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Just let the lawyers take care of it and then let the process take its place.
Hernandez being held without bail. And consumer sentiment improved in late June, close to a near six-year high reached in May. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Aberea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to KCNR 1460 this Saturday as the 45s hit the road over the mountains to Humboldt County, where they'll be taking on their bitter rivals, the Humboldt Crabs, in a crucial Far West League matchup. Coverage begins Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's Friday, my friends. Big weekend planned, of course. I know a bunch of you are going to, many of you, hundreds, in fact, are coming out to We the People in Sovereign Minds, that banquet that they're having out at Wind River. Congressman LaMalfa, Senator Nielsen's going to be there. Guns will be raffled. Guns will be auctioned. Guns and Knives includes dinner and just a great time out there. Doors open at 4:30. Give North State Consultants a call at 221-0101. See if there's, I'm sure there's a few seats left. Or Jones Fort, 222-3223. And, I mean, it's just gonna, you know what, we're gonna have a great time out there. So come on out and say hello. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say about my friends down there? Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. You gotta love this place and the men in there. DC Tim and the man in black. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Hey, my guest is Ted Leidy, who heads up the Western Asset Security and Protection, WASP. And, of course, my co-host, John Dixon, who's here and always welcome. Ted, we were talking about new systems that were coming up. You're taking this holistic approach that you want their home protected. You want their surrounding area protected once their yard line is breached. Things will start happening then, their home, and of course the individual themselves.
We break it into zones, starting at the property line, move into the grounds and landscaping, then we move into the shell of the home, and then of course we get inside the home, and we start looking at what do you have that's valuable inside the home. Of course, your most valuable is your family and other living beings in there, including your pets. But one thing that we do once we get inside the home is we ensure you have a vault to put your valuables in. I promise you, if somebody does breach your property line, your shell, and then get into your home, they are going to walk around and pick up whatever they can. They're not going to be there very long.
That which is convenient.
They are not going to walk out with your gun safe. At Western Asset Security and Protection, we sell and install snap safe modular gun safes. Now, these modular gun safes are unlike anything else they sell in town. Every place in Reading sells standard, traditional 800-pound vaults that have to be delivered and installed. Our snap safes can be sent to your home, delivered, drop shipped to your home. We will show up. And they come in four pieces, basically, walls, door, rear wall, door, and side walls with all the insulation, fire rated, and we can put it together in a closet. We can put it together in a pantry, any place that you cannot get a regular safe into.
Making it that much more difficult to get out.
Modular. They're completely modular. In addition, we can carry them upstairs, and you don't have to worry about that 800-pound safe, you know, falling through your living room, you know, while you're trying to watch your Oregon Ducks this fall. They're lighter, and what we do is we install them in the home, of course, and anchor them in the studs or in the concrete floors. So they're called SnapSafe, and we're more than happy. Of course, that's one of the prescriptions for us.
Well, you know, I think that you've taken this so far beyond being a burglar alarm company by incorporating the entire concept into protecting a person's territorial imperative, because that's what this is about. You have territory, and the more you own, the greater your territory is, and the greater it needs to be protected. And all avenues, all portals going into it need to be looked at, evaluated, and processed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, burglar alarms are great. We're not a burglar alarm company. They are absolutely fundamental.
Essential.
They're essential. You must have a burglar alarm.
But it's only the starting point.
It's, you know, and if they're going to kick in your door, they're going to walk right through your burglar alarm.
Yeah, and I tell you something else, too. The burglar alarm will go off. Now, we had a faulty sensor, and it started going off in the same room right after you left. And at one time, the police were called, and because they couldn't get a hold of us. Several times we ran back from where we were, and there was nothing there except the dog is, you know, standing there terrified from the alarm, which had gone off at this point. So once the alarm starts, it doesn't go on forever.
No.
It goes off. So if there is not going to be a response, and of course, if you're in a neighborhood, there's usually like a response. Somebody comes out and takes a look. But if you're out where you're at, you've got to have that. You've got to have the second line of defense. And one of them is making sure they can't kick in your door or bust in your window. You got a dog. You got alarms going off. At least make it harder.
At least make it harder. That's exactly right. That's the key. You know, we're going to, if I come out and do a security assessment on your home, which is absolutely free, by the way, your upstairs windows, generally speaking, they don't breach through the upstairs. They don't want to climb around the roof so everyone can see them. So we will prescribe maybe some sun blocking film or something up there just to cut down fading and heat, things like that, which is the same thing that Sunblockers does and other organizations. But, as a security organization, we are going to take a look at those downstairs entry points. And you should feel good that you've slowed them down as much as you possibly can without putting bars on your windows. If you've ever been to Stockton and drove around those neighborhoods, I feel sorry for those people.
Yeah, they live behind bars.
Yeah, El Paso, Texas, same way.
That's all there is to it. And if you look at this thing very much the same as you look at your computer security, you have multiple entry portals into your computer that need to be protected, and they need to be identified as potential sources of intervention. You need to stop it from happening. You need to do the same thing at your home. All of those portals need to be covered.
Okay. There is no difference.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to go through a list of things you have that, you know, for the homes. And then we start talking about your own personal defense too. All of this is part of your the WASP, if
yes,
I understand
sir.
This right. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Can we play that, as our out music here?
Go Ducks!
Woo! Woo! We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Good morning. 81 degrees, 8:45 in the morning. It's going to get about 104 today, so take precautions. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Joe and the family and all of his workers down there have an immaculately clean store. Everybody wants to help you. They're good people down there. Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street, right here in Redding. Give them a call at 244-9141. That's 244-9141. Any type of health food, you know, natural foods, organic foods, down there at Orchard Nutrition. My guest, Ted Leidy of the Western Asset Security and Protection Company, to enable your home, WASP, to be safer, and yourself. And of course, John Dixon is joining me. Here's my co-host. Okay. We've talked in general about where we're going out, you know, how to keep your property and your home more secure.
Absolutely. We cannot forget about our own personal protection. And step one, and we talked about this on the break, is being environmentally aware. Just take a look around. If you've ever been in one of my personal protection CCW classes, there is probably 40% of that class set up just so that you never have to use your firearm.
Exactly.
That's the key. I do not want you to use that firearm because I want you to take steps to escape. The first thing we're going to do is escape. When something doesn't look right, I want you to stay away from it. It's not complicated.
You know, that's, you know, it isn't. And the whole thing is being aware. And it's, as you find out when you're doing close in security or in personal security for people is a whole, the whole idea is to not get into a, you failed if you get into a gunfight. The whole idea is to, you know, is to go out there and look, be aware to avoid it if at all possible.
Yeah, we teach there are three options. You can escape, you can fight, or you can hide. Number one is escape. And most people don't realize this, but if they think about it, they've already escaped. They've escaped dozens of times in their life. If you've ever driven by a gas pump late at night and decided you're going to go somewhere else to buy gas because there was a unsavory character or character standing around that gas pump, you already escaped. That's what we do, is our mind, there's triggers in our mind that says, that doesn't look right. I'm going to go somewhere else.
You have to, you know, we've talked about this with several other people too, that there's something in, you know, the reason that you've lived this long, the reason that we have gotten to this point is because there's something in our psyche, something in our DNA makeup that says, take care of yourself, be aware. And if you ignore it, when you walk up next to that van in the middle of the parking lot and it's dark and there's hardly any cars in it and there's a van parked next to your car, something there should go in your head because there's a reason that van is parked next to your car.
Absolutely. And you can't just say, I wonder why that van parked next to my car. You have to think to yourself, this might be an issue where I want to escape. This might be an issue where I'm gonna back off, give myself some time
and
space.
Walk around, look at this, you know.
You know, in surveillance training, they tell you to look for the
unusual, that which stands out. And if something doesn't set well with you at the moment that you're walking by it, be aware of it, be aware of where it is.
Stay on that microphone there, John.
Okay. I was drifting again. I do that.
Okay. Hey, Ted. All right. So be aware of what's going on around your environment.
Step one. Step two, if you're going to choose a personal protection solution, make sure it's a personal protection solution that you can live with, because we automatically go to firearms. I'm a retired command sergeant major. You're a retired Marine Corps colonel. So we think, oh, firearms are for personal protection. They are for personal protection. Of course, that's our chosen mode. But there are many other modes of personal protection. You know, you can use stun devices. You can use pepper spray. The fact of the matter is, just use something. Use one, select it, become efficient and effective in its deployment, and then make sure that you deploy that every time you go out somewhere.
If you question the fact of being able to use lethal force, then you should have a non-lethal force means with you.
Absolutely.
A taser, something that you can protect yourself with if you don't believe you can use a lethal force. And there's some people that can't do that. They say, you know, I can never do that, even in defense of my own life. Frankly, I find that people that are really in defense of their own life will do anything.
That's
especially
right.
Especially if it's like for their children or their family. They will do anything. They will resort to any type of lethal force.
But again, they
don't know that yet. So non-lethal force that they will use is so important, and you train people in that.
And being competent at the use of that force that you have forced upon you to utilize. And I know that's a lot of forces back and forth, but really, making the decision is one thing. Being able to fulfill that decision is another thing altogether.
Well, it's an ethical responsibility you're charged with. When the sheriff issues you a permit to carry that firearm, you have an ethical responsibility to go to the range and to train. I mean, if you do not go to the range and make sure that you can use that firearm effectively and efficiently, you are letting everybody down, including all of us permittees, us carriers, our gun carriers, because nobody likes a person with a firearm that can't use it.
We teach an advanced pistol, a defensive pistol class. So many times we've had people come into the class that have a concealed carry from another instructor, and frankly, not understand the workings of that pistol, how to get it out, how to present it, or even how to shoot it. And yet they've got a concealed carry. The what Ted is saying is so important is once you get that concealed permit, if you're going to carry lethal force, with you, you have got to be able to use it correctly, and be able to use it so that you use it on the threat and not everybody that just happens to be in the area.
Right.
You have a responsibility to control the possession of that weapon without a doubt. And that's where so many people fail. I see people with concealed carry permits that couldn't keep that gun. They couldn't keep it in their hand. If they had to, it would be taken away from them.
And right now I have to take a break. So we'll be right back right after these messages. Ted Leidy from the Western Asset Security and Protection. We'll be right back.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Servicing your air conditioning unit annually and changing your filters every 30 days will prevent dust and dirt from building up in your system, which will increase the life of your equipment, saving you energy and money. For more energy saving tips and rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
and I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Howdy folks, Nate Aberea here letting you know that Boundary Waters is a proud sponsor of Red and Colt 45's baseball right here on KCNR 1460. For the best in graphic design and custom screen printing, go and see my friends, the Surf Ninjas at Boundary Waters, and tell them Nate sent you. Located at 244 Hartnell Avenue in Redding, Boundary Waters, where the art sells the shirt.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, our last segment here. Carl Bottom here with John Dixon. His portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, of course. Great coffee there at Espresso Joe's, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you go next door. And also, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Joe and Shelley? Or Joe and Shelley? Finest going.
You know what? Absolutely. They've supported this community for over 30 years. I want to remind everybody again, and I keep saying this, but We the People and Sovereign Minds, two really great local conservative talk shows, are having a banquet tomorrow and a fundraiser at the Wind River Casino. It starts at 4:30. Tickets are $30 for one person, but that includes you get a cap, you get a hat, you get a dinner. There's going to be auctions, raffles, all types of guns there are going to be raffled off and auctioned off, all types of great auction items. Give Jones Ford a call at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, 221-0101. Okay, our guest is Ted Leidy. Of course, John Dixon is with me as co-host. But, Ted, we talked about securing your home, securing yourself. What are the things that you offer with – what are the other items that you offer with WASP?
Well, we install video surveillance systems. We put in security screens and doors. That's something we didn't talk about during the show. But a security screen is one of those screens that you might have seen on your neighbor's home. Or you might have one yourself that goes outside of your exterior doors. It is locked also with a deadbolt. And they are another armoring component. By the way, security screens are very nice because you can actually lock your screen door and leave your door open for those cool breezes on the nights.
And it's sufficiently heavy to resist entry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're about 1,100 pounds per square inch on your best screen. So, yeah, they would beat themselves to death.
I'm going to probably give you a call then on this one.
Ted, yeah. On yeah, that'd be
cause,
great.
Because I have doors I like to open, but there's really, we have no screen door on it. So,
yeah. Okay. And, very affordable.
And they're not bad looking either. I have two of them on my place.
Well,
one
no.
On the front door and one on the bottom.
The key is you don't want them to look like bars.
Yeah.
So they're decorative.
Right.
Very nice.
Right.
We do door and window locks. We do security lighting. We install and sell modular gun safes, which are an incredible product. And then, of course, we install, energy saving and security enhancing window films, 3M window films. So.
Okay. All that is something you can add for your house. And the fact is this is, again, I like to emphasize with WASP is it is a holistic approach to security, starting from your property line all the way up into your house. And then with you, because you offer the personal protection classes, concealed carry classes, defensive pistol classes. So after you leave your house, you're also protected.
Absolutely. So, and that's kind of the key. That's kind of why I went here is it is a one-stop, security solution for anybody who wants to talk to me. In fact, I got this morning answered four emails about people who are buying firearms locally. You know, and I teach all the way down into Solano County. that want to know if they were getting a good deal and if I like the firearm. You know, that's the kind of stuff I do every single day. I do it on Facebook at NorCal Firearms Instruction. I do it on email, tedlighty@yahoo.com, and I take phone calls at 999-1822. So, really, really enjoy.
Have you aligned with a security gate company as well that does driveway gates and things like that?
And you know, I do not have a partner yet for
you
gates.
Might want to look into one of the local ones. There's some good ones locally. I'll send you something on.
Oh, that'd be great, especially okay. If you have someone.
Well, the bottom line is that you can go as far as having sensors on the edge of your property when people start coming onto your property. You can have the camera systems, you have the sensor lights, you have the whole thing. And you're saying, oh my gosh, it looks like an armed camp. No, it doesn't, because it only at night, having a light go off because somebody walks onto your property, you probably would like to have that happen.
It looks like an uninviting target is what it looks like.
And it's, you know, it doesn't have to have turrets. It doesn't have to act like an, it doesn't have to look like an armed camp. But what it does is provide security. And I'm telling you, my friends, and it's not just because of Ted, whom I know and trust, but it's 10,000 more prisoners being released. Right. It's not going to get any better. The jail is not going to get bigger. Let me put it that way. And so if the jail's not going to get any bigger, they've got to have some place to put people.
And as we talked about earlier, Carl, the sheriff has identified that he doesn't have a response time that's going to solve your problem.
No.
He's just going to be able to take reports. You need to solve your own problem.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ted Lighty from WASP, Western Asset Security and Protection. You can get a hold of you at 999-1822 or tedlighty@yahoo.com. John Dixon, thanks a lot for being with
You're
me today.
You're welcome, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Guys, right after this is Outside the Wire and then Agenda 21. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us today and this week. Monday, you gonna enjoy Magazine On. We got a lot of great things going. Don't forget Wind River tomorrow night. 4:30 starts at 4:30. We're gonna be out of there early, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
And tells a jury in Sanford, Florida, what he saw before Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin last February. The latest on the trial from Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Chris, this is the neighbor who potentially saw the most of the fight between Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, though he didn't see the shooting.
And then that's when you saw him striking down?
That's when it looked like, yes, arm movement going downward.
Correct. How many times do you think? If you had
I have
guess.
No idea. As soon as I saw the movement going downward, that's when I turned around and went back inside.
That's when you knew it was very serious?
Yes.
Jonathan Good was back inside when the shooting happened. He would tell a 911 operator he heard a gun go off, Chris.
President Obama's on his way to South Africa, telling reporters on Air Force One he's not sure if he'll see Nelson Mandela. He doesn't want to get in the way. The former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner is hospitalized in critical condition. A retired general who helped start a cyber warfare program against Iran is being investigated.